Hey, After Buzzers, Spotlight Honors, we have Savvy Shields here, Miss America 2017. We can't wait to talk to her.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You guys, so we have Savvy Shields here, Miss America 2017. We're so excited to talk to you.
I'm so excited to be here.
And I'd just like to clarify, you guys, Savvy requested Thunderstruck.
I did.
Because it means something to her. So let's hear all about it.
This very emotionally attached to Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Which is weird.
I am,
but
though.
But we like it.
But really, truly, it was what I listened to before every interview, or before my Miss America interview, I should say.
Okay.
So before, like, you go into the judges' room, I put my earphones on and, like, blasted Thunderstruck to, like, make sure that I was hyped.
It really
and then
makes sure.
In there.
Right.
Don't know if I should be proud. My dad's really proud of that, though.
Yeah, but that's amazing. Probably reminds me of your dad. Gets you excited.
It does.
That's awesome.
It does. Gets me really hyped. He's a weightlifter, so I'm thinking, like,
oh, really?
Gonna
oh,
get
that's
really
awesome.
Hyped.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So you get out, you have to do curls. You just
I have to.
Yeah.
Walk in the interview room doing lunges the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, we're so excited to have you here.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
And we're coming to the end of your reign.
I'm 19 days.
Oh my gosh. Can you even believe it?
No.
How does it feel?
Because it feels both ways. Because
right.
It feels both ways.
Right.
It feels like it was a day ago, and at the same time, it feels like it happened 10 years ago.
Right.
Because we've done so much.
Yeah.
And it hasn't stopped. So when I think back of how much I've done, it feels like it's 10 years. But at the same time, it's gone so fast.
Right. And your days are jam-packed, right?
Yes, sister.
You are. I mean, this morning you were telling me you were up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Doing
phone
telethon.
Interviews, curling my hair with one hand.
So impressive.
Thank you. It's my new talent that I do on stage.
I like that.
I just curl with one. I get ready with one hand.
Ooh, that's good. That's awesome.
That's what we need to have the girls do. Make sure they're really prepared for the job.
Multitaskers. So what's been, like, the best part of doing this whole experience?
It's going to sound really cheesy, and I'm so sorry, but
no.
I'm not sorry. It's the people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm in a different state this entire year every 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am thrown entirely into and completely different lifestyles, cultures, ways of living, perspectives, traditions every 2 days.
Right.
And so I've gotten to be around some of the most amazing, hilarious, wonderful, interesting, I mean, amazing, wonderful, world-changing people.
Right, exactly.
And so it, you know, I've become a collective of everyone I've met this year.
That's amazing. And what have you learned about America as a whole?
I've learned that we're a lot similar than we think we are.
Right.
A lot more similar, I should say.
Totally.
I think that that's something that I almost was confused about at first, if that makes sense, because we see so much, you know, division, and especially in the media that's portrayed. But what I've been so fortunate enough to witness and to see is even from, I guess, when I'm in schools in Rhode Island, or if I'm talking to the Rice Farmers of America, or if I'm in here in L.A., what I've gotten to witness firsthand is that we all want the exact same thing.
Right.
You know, we all want the people we love to be safe, and we all want to feel loved, and we all want to feel like we have the ability to do as much as our potential allows us. And so it's I'm very, very fortunate to have been able to experience that. And so hopefully I'll be able to explain that to other people.
Right.
World peace. That's amazing.
Yeah, world peace.
It's the reason why we do pageants.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is, though. Goodness.
Seriously. Yeah, but it sounds hokey, but it's really the end goal, right?
It's the end goal. You know? It should be, at least. It should be.
Right. Well, so what have you learned about yourself?
Atlanta. I feel like I have to, like, lean back for that answer, but it's I mean, I feel like I could literally talk 12 years about this, but when I look at who I was and when I watch videos of when I was crowned, I mean, I just think to myself, like, oh, sweet girl. Like,
you
she
don't
has
even
no
know.
Idea.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't know anything. And again, it's so funny because when I won this and as planning to, you know, prepare and train, I had this mindset that I knew exactly what it was going to be like. And I was like, I know exactly what it's going to be like. I know I can do the job. Like, I'm going to be so fine. Like, I've done this. I've worked. I've waited. And
you only know 10% of the job.
Right.
You know? And right. And it's the Instagram effect where you see yeah. the highlight reel and you have no idea what the backstage is like. And exactly. so it's, I've grown a lot and I've become a lot stronger, I think is the best way to say it. And that's been something that I've become a little prideful about. And looking at just, you know, I don't want to say sweet savvy, but I look back and I'm like, she knew nothing. And,
right.
And she hasn't traveled, you know, the world. She hadn't seen so many different things and she wasn't tested. And it's been difficult, but all growth is difficult. And so I'm forever grateful for it, though.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I know that you, did you have a mentor on this journey? Did you have past winners kind of talk to you?
Yes and no. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, like, there's never someone, like, you know, that's constantly with you, you know,
right,
the whole time.
Exactly.
I mean, like, you have your managers, but then they rotate right. with you. Mm-hmm. And so you have people that always reach out, though.
Right.
You always have people that, especially for Miss America's. I remember it was the Miss America from 1974 from Mississippi. She mm-hmm. told me towards the beginning of my year, she reminded me, now remember, Miss America becomes you for the year. You don't become Miss America. And I, like, started bawling for some reason whenever
yeah.
I heard that. Just
because
it reminds you of, you know, this whole identity crisis that we go at our quarter of our lives. And,
right.
And trying to figure out who we are of is this title me or is this title the 100 women before me?
Right.
And, you know, we're reminding ourselves of the connotations of that. But it's, you know, it's really exciting and it's, I've needed that. I've needed a lot of help from a lot of different people. And they've graciously given it to me.
Well, and that's so sweet of you because I know that you're calling state, right? Is that right? You're calling the girls
exactly,
who are winning their state that are going to Miss America.
Yeah, I
that's
called
so
all
nice.
Of them. Well, yeah,
that's
I don't
so
know.
Sweet.
I wanted to.
Oh,
I mean,
that's so sweet.
It was so much more, thank you, but I feel like it was much more of a selfish endeavor because
uh-huh.
I don't know. I mean, this is going to sound so stupid. So, right, so yes, I really wanted to call them and say, like, hey, this is a very impartial third party because
mm-hmm.
a lot of information is given to them. I mean, they're freaking out.
Right.
I mean,
can't imagine.
They can't, you know, say that they're freaking out, but they're freaking out.
Right.
And it's,
exactly.
It's a very hard time because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of people telling you a lot of different things.
Exactly.
And, well, I shouldn't say things, opinions of what
right.
they should do, what they should wear, what they should look like, how they should talk. And
mm-hmm.
I wanted them to have, you know, my number just in case. But at the same time, I really loved, like, calling them because it's an unknown number.
Yeah.
And no one answers unknown numbers these days.
No.
So, which is kind of a bummer. But so I would call them and every time they would answer, and I mean selfishly, when I'd be like, hey, it's Savvy, it would be really fun to, like,
yeah, that's
really
so
selfish
sweet.
But and at times I remember, this is awful, I called Miss Hawaii, so
uh-huh.
time difference,
oh.
I didn't think about this, it was like 3 a.m. when I called
really?
her, and she was like, hello, and I was like, go back to bed, I'm so sorry, and I felt terrible, but it was it was so much fun. But also, you know, it just It allowed me, before our orientation, before we met everyone, to kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, get to know them. And that way, when they got there, it's not as scary, hopefully.
Right.
It can be a scary thing.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hopefully it eased them a little bit. I think I freaked
imagine.
Maybe some of them out.
No,
that's, okay.
That's so sweet.
I hope not. Or like, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I mean, that would be a great call to get if I was going through
great
the process.
Phone call.
Yeah. So are you? Do you go through the process with them? In September,
so,
a little bit?
Yes and no. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I'm always there,
okay.
But I'm, you know, I'm not competing.
Right. So
and
you're...
so it's I'm there and I'm like, I don't know, I'm not a mama bird, but I'm like,
right. Who needs a bobby
always
pin?
Always there watching.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Not really, but kind of. I'd
yeah.
like to think so. But it's more of, I'm going to be there the entire 2 weeks, but again,
mm-hmm.
my role is going to be a lot different.
Right.
You know, than what they're doing. They're in the competitive mode, where I'm in the nurturing, loving, nostalgic mode.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Totally different than last year, I'm
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. So
yeah.
it's a little different, but it'll be really fun. I'm excited to go back this year. You know, it's there's no pressure for me.
Right.
I mean, there could be, but it's self-inflicted. But
yeah.
it's much more of a, you know, it's a coming into a new age.
Exactly.
We'll say that.
Oh,
but,
that's amazing.
Well,
yeah. A new age is so exciting. So what is
I
your,
know.
What are you most excited about? When you're done.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I don't know why I keep doing that.
I
think
like
because I just got my nails done, and so I feel like, you know,
ooh,
when you have nails
good.
And
yeah.
you like, feel like you're, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, not important, but you feel like you're, like,
you
doing
something,
something sophisticated.
Say. Yeah.
I was going to say, I think that I'm excited for, I don't know, I'm excited to learn all the things that I've learned, and I'm excited
mm-hmm.
to use these experiences that I've learned as Miss America, but using them as Savvy.
Right.
That's, I mean, that doesn't say much, but for a year, you're called by a different name.
Mm-hmm.
And for a year, you're called by a title that has 100 years worth of history behind it.
Right,
and
right.
so it's, there's a lot of temptation to think that people like you or people are talking to you not because of you, but because of your title, if that
mm-hmm.
makes sense.
Oh, totally.
Which is,
I'm sure.
you know, a lot of that's a whole other topic. But yeah. it's exciting for me to be able to take all of this and to take what I've learned, to take this growth and then be able to use it as savvy, which is really fun. And right. I don't know. It's exciting. I can't wait. It's going to be a good time.
That's exciting. And you'll be able to see your family all the time.
Exactly.
Have you been able to see them this past year? Or it's far and few
skirt.
Between?
Yeah, far and few
hey,
between.
Mom. See you later. If 5 minutes.
Exactly. Like, see you next year. But if I'm booked in Arkansas, you know, if right. I have an appearance there, absolutely, I'm going to make sure I see them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, among that, it's, you know, it's more than a full-time job. I mean, right. it doesn't come off just when the crown's off. I mean, it's 24/8. If there was one.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's nonstop, which is good. I mean, I feel like I can come out of this year and not say that I can do anything, but I can know that if I'm scared, that it's okay.
Yeah, no reason
that
to
I've
be.
That I've done this, we've done it. And so now I can do something else.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
and for your family, I mean, how cool was that for them? I'm sure your family now
so
in
sweet.
Town is, everybody's like,
well, and
you guys? The royal family!
The American royal family! Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
Well, I think my brother, we were, like, best friends. He's, like, I think a year and a half younger than I am. But mm-hmm. I think it took him around, like, 2 years to kind of figure out, you know, not 2 years, 2 months to kind of figure out how to use this to his advantage. But how do you, know, like, rock with it and how to, like, flow with
yeah.
it? And so he's my favorite, though. He's hilarious and he just, you know... He mocks me now just to bring my ego down a little bit, which is good. I need it. But he is wonderful. And so it's been fun, you know, to experience
yeah.
that with my family because they were such a huge part of the process.
Right.
You know, and
I'm sure.
There's absolutely no way I would be here if it wasn't for them. It wasn't mm-hmm. for them challenging me and encouraging me and making sure that I was, you know, working towards my goal.
Right.
And so it's special to get to experience small moments with them.
Exactly. But. Did anybody else do pageants? Did your mom do pageants?
No.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
you're the first.
I know. Yeah. No,
okay.
No, it's not, you know, not in
sometimes
the family.
Sometimes it's a family
not
thing.
Not the family career. But,
okay. Yeah. sometimes it is.
I know. Not the family business. But she never did pageants, but my mom is much more my best friend than my mm-hmm. mom as I've grown up. And I've become very thankful for that because it's been something that we can, you know, like, it's a huge hobby that we both have of, you know, figuring this out and setting a goal and figuring it. I mean, she's been wonderful. I mean, she's bedazzled way too many things.
Oh,
I feel.
Yeah.
But she kind of loves it. It's almost like, so I
they
knit.
Love
and I
job.
Love knitting more than anything in the world. Uh-huh. And she's like found her knitting niche and bedazzling. Because
oh,
it's like,
so
you know, she loves it. Oh, my gosh.
Just really adds sparkle to anything.
I feel like everything should be bedazzled
it
now.
It just should
that
be.
May be the most pageant-y thing I've ever said.
Mm-hmm. But it's true.
But it's true.
Try it, people. I think it makes a big difference.
Can't stop. Won't stop.
Won't
with
stop.
With the bedazzler.
Won't stop with the stones. Okay, so your platform.
Yes.
Eat better, live better.
Yeah.
So what have you seen any differences in the country? Like, is there more emphasis on health maybe in LA or?
Oh, good question.
I think it's
very much a fad. We can say that.
Totally.
We can
gluten-free.
Totally say that anything organic yeah. or gluten-free or, you know, all that jazz is a fad. We can
mm-hmm.
say that with fact. But I think what's been interesting is, you know, going around the country and seeing this desire, but almost not knowing how to get there, if that makes
mm-hmm.
sense. Because that was
right.
my problem, is that mm-hmm. I grew up in a very healthy home, but I never really knew, well, I never thought much of it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, okay, we eat healthy. But I never really understood the quality of life that
right.
I would have if I didn't eat healthy, if
mm-hmm.
that makes sense.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I didn't recognize the connection between what I was eating and how I was feeling. And
mm-hmm.
so it's been cool to kind of, you know, teach that and go through, you know, the country from kids to farmers to adults to the American Heart Association talking about this. Because
mm-hmm.
there's parallels in all of it. And it's been really neat selfishly to see that.
Right.
It's taken lots of many different forms, too. We've taken the Eat Better, Live Better hashtag into Miss America Work with an E because it has to be an E.
Yes.
And it's like the working out part of it, the fitness part, the strength
mm-hmm.
part, and then
mm-hmm.
like savvy choices and making it more
yeah,
like
love that.
Making, you know, smart choices daily about what we're putting into our bodies and things of that nature. And so it's been neat to see the changes and the paths that it's taken, you know,
mm-hmm.
across the country.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I'm proud of it, but it's
yeah.
been fun. It's been cool. I'm thankful that I've gotten to do so much with it this year. So.
Right. Well, have you mm-hmm. had a chance to watch any of the Netflix documentaries about food?
That
Forks Over Knives made me want to be
Which
a vegetarian.
That?
That's it's
Forks
about meat
Knives.
And stuff.
Have you watched Food Matters?
I haven't watched that one yet.
That
is
one
it good?
Is like one of my favorite ones.
Okay,
that's really amazing. It shocked me. It,
really?
I can't. I mean, well, because it shows you how
stuff.
Much sugars in like
yes.
this much food, and I'm like,
there's another one. It's got like two M&Ms. I can see it. I can't remember.
I
what
know
it's
what
called.
You're talking about
yeah,
too,
what
with the wide background. I have no idea, but it's
I'll
on Netflix.
Yeah. Something about sugar, but yes, the sugar. It's probably
the sugar trap.
No, it's something like.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
I'll think about it.
Okay, deal. We'll pray about it. It'll come to us in a little bit.
Yeah.
But I know what you're talking about.
But yeah, I think sugar is a big deal, right?
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, 80% of foods on supermarket shelves today have more added sugar in them than they did 50 years ago.
Right.
I mean, we've doubled that amount of sugar, mm-hmm. which is unbelievably unhealthy.
Right.
And very scary for our health.
Yeah.
And I mean, that causes not just obesity, but some cancers, cardiovascular diseases, metabolic diseases. And it causes so much that we don't think about firsthand. Mm-hmm. And it's so much more than a weight loss or weight gain issue, but it's a quality right. of life.
Exactly.
Being fatigued, having motivation, yeah. having mental emotional stress, you know, being able to do things we want. And it covers so much more area than we initially think.
Right. And I know that me, even a few years ago, I never looked at sugar. Sugar didn't mean anything to me. I'd look right. at calories. Got 100 calories.
That was everything. That's all we knew. Right.
Sounds good to me. Mm-hmm. But then the sugar's like 20 grams, which is actually crazy. Insane.
And we're only supposed to have 40.
Yeah. A day. It's hard.
Isn't that crazy?
But yeah.
What in the world?
I know.
Who knew?
I know.
Knowledge.
But I'm glad now we know.
Now we know.
So now we can make some positive changes.
Exactly.
What's your favorite workout? Have you been working out on the road?
Oh, bless it. One of the, honestly, I've had to get really creative. So okay. I bring a yoga mat with me because, okay. you know, not all hotels have, you know, workout facilities or exactly, anything like that. Right. And I've gotten really, really, you know, into YouTube videos.
Uh-huh. Like, oh, I love it.
Certain yoga. But uh-huh. I loved, my favorite training thing was body combat.
Oh, okay. You know that? I've heard of it.
It's like
I haven't done it.
Kickboxing.
Ooh, fun.
It was my favorite.
Really?
I never realized I was an aggressive person until I went to a kickboxing yeah. class. And I was like, this is awesome. Great.
Yeah, this is therapeutic.
Right.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was great. So those are my favorite ones.
But oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That's fun. Well,
always
that's
about
fun.
It.
Yeah. oh, well, also I had a question because you travel so much.
Yes.
And how do you, like, what's a healthy snack?
Bless
like, what's
it.
A good, healthy snack?
Water.
Water is kidding. The best.
That's terrible. An ice cube. X9. That's not funny. Okay, so a good, healthy snack. Any whole foods. That's what I think yeah. that I try to find. And mm-hmm. what's sometimes, honestly, the hardest to find, especially in airports and you know, if there's not a grocery store around.
Right.
But finding something that, you know, you can name with a single ingredient.
Right.
Banana, apple, orange, you know,
yeah.
things that you can name and things that you can pronounce. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's really important in figuring out if it's grown in the sun or if it's grown in the lab. And it's been a struggle to, you know, slowly but surely plan these out because right. I'm never going to a place that I know.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Of
so I'm
course.
Always kind of in a new environment saying, will there be healthy food there? Yeah, we don't know. Let's find know. Out. And so yeah. it's kind of like it's a preparatory thing.
Yeah. It's probably a fun experiment too.
Super fun yeah. experiment.
I don't know, but it sounds kind of fun.
Body's loving it.
Yeah. okay, so a little bit, we're going to go down a little bit.
Okay.
So teen girls, the depression mm-hmm. rate has gone up so much.
Oh, yeah.
But I just want to commend you on being such a great example on social media, because I think that's
gosh,
a huge part
thank
of
you.
Why girls, it's the comparison game, you know?
Yeah,
these younger
my gosh,
girls
yes.
have to look at you know, stuff all the time, but I
right.
just want to say your social media is, like, great, and it sets
well,
such a great
you.
Example.
You're very, very sweet. I've tried to be a little
that's...
intentional about that.
Right.
Oh, my gosh,
right.
yes.
That's important.
Well, I mean, I struggled with that hugely in my, you know, when I freshman year of college, sophomore year of college.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's something that you, and it's something that we as a society, I think, have a lot of negative connotations with, and something
mm-hmm.
that we don't really talk a lot about, because
right.
The social media effect of everyone has everything together,
yeah.
and if you don't, then that's not the normal, which
exactly.
is the complete opposite. I mean,
right.
no one has anything together. We're all trying to figure out what it means to be an adult, and so it's something that is really important, and hopefully, and you're so sweet to even say that, but I've had a goal at the beginning of the year that I wanted to be a Miss America that was very transparent of the really
mm-hmm.
great days, of the really hard days, of what the realness of this was, because...
Mm-hmm.
You know, Instagram shows 10% of my job.
Right.
And my life is the whole 125,000%. And so
right.
it's something that, you know, I think you're entirely right and you nailed it on the head. We have this comparison game of
mm-hmm.
a filtered life when all we know is our backstage. And it's
right.
hard and it's scary to have that so closely to ourselves when
mm-hmm.
it's something that we don't talk about. But I've found even when in traveling the country, and some of my favorite moments are when I get to talk to other title holders. And when I
mm-hmm.
go into, you know, like the work weekends or the workshops or the state pageants, and we talk about out in the open, because I think that things are so scary when they're inside of us, but whenever
mm-hmm.
they're outside, they don't can become as tangled.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
so we talk about these issues, and we talk about them from a very honest place and a very transparent place, and people recognize, oh, I'm not the only one.
Right.
like, what?
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, I for such a long time sought pageants as a place to find that sense of worth of no see you in pageants, you are pretty. No see you in pageants, you are successful. No see you in pageants, you are intelligent, fill in the blank. And it mm-hmm. became such a long time for me to realize that that was not satisfying. Mm-hmm. And it became such a long, ridiculous process for me to recognize that I kept seeking this very temporary and fleeting sense of happiness. When right. I needed to find this sense of joy rather than just a fleeting moment of happiness. And so it's a really neat thing that I've been able to talk about. And I'm very fortunate. Those are some of my favorite days this year is when we get really raw conversations with, you know, because that's I think it's, I mean, I, one of the biggest things I see facing, not just in teens, but in young women and in women and in men, too, mm-hmm. is something that we don't talk about. And so I've been very thankful that I've been able to this year.
That's incredible. And that also brings me to my next point. You've talked about training your brain.
Yeah. Love yeah. it. It's my favorite thing in the world.
There's okay, this thing, so tell us.
Well, so there's this thing called, like, your think bank. Mm-hmm. Okay. Roll with me now. So it's like called our think bank.
I'm in the bank.
And so it has lots of levels in the bank. All okay. right. And so the very first level is what we do.
Got
that's
it.
What we say. Maybe that's what we think. Maybe okay. that is our thought patterns in our subconscious, and beneath that is our think bank. And so this bank oh. goes up and down, and it triples, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So whatever is filled in our think bank will mm-hmm. affect our subconscious, which affects what we think, which affects what we say, which affects how we act and how we view ourselves.
Ooh.
And so what I had to do when I was, you know, coming out of depression, whenever I was trying to, you know, not retrain my brain, was mm-hmm. I had to go from the top down. Because you can't just say, all right, think bank change, let's
We're
think
good.
Happy thoughts, because yeah. it's not going to work. And so I had to train from the top of force feeding myself truth.
Right.
And then so over and over again, that slowly became what I would say, slowly mm-hmm. became what I thought, slowly filled up my subconscious, and over time became what my think bank was filled with. And so it's this idea that what we're putting into our bodies is how we're going to feel and how we're going to think about ourselves. And I mm-hmm. think that, again, we don't teach these things.
Right.
We kind of just assume that everyone knows how to deal with really, really big problems, and we don't.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
And we just know how to deal with really, really great Instagram filters. We don't really know mm-hmm. how to deal with the really deep issues that we're feeling because they're really scary and you know, dark at times. And so I think it's really important to bring those to the light and bring those to the surface.
Yeah. Well, you're such a great example of
well, thank
all of
you.
Those things. So.
I hope so. My Atlanta. It's one of those things where at the end of the year, you know, you are at the end of the end.
End
I know this
rain.
Isn't the end, but it's the end of the rain.
Yeah.
And so you think of, you know, the beginning and mm-hmm. you think of, you know, did I do a good job this whole year? Because we only have 19 days left. Well, thank you, sister. But you know what I mean?
yes.
I know that
yes.
that's so silly. And
right.
even saying it out loud, it feels silly. But you always think to yourself, like, did I do enough? You know what
yeah,
I mean? And
yeah.
so it's moments when, you know, I remind myself of why I wanted to do it in the first place and
exactly.
what my goals were and, you know, bigger picture things of I wanted to, you know, hopefully make other girls feel like Miss America. And then I wanted other girls to, you know the things that I didn't know when I was their age. And so hopefully, you know, I've been able to. But
so sweet. I just got chills. That was so cute.
Thank you.
You're so good at this. So, okay, 19
days. Re-election, just kidding.
I'm down. I'll start a petition.
We'll start
right
a petition.
Now.
We'll write down the re-election. We'll fill in the ballot. We'll see how it goes over.
So, 19 days.
19 days.
What is in these 19 days?
I don't know.
You don't know. Is it, it's
we're
kind of
find,
like you wake
we can
up
look
every
at my calendar. Yeah,
and then
you know.
You go with the flow.
Well, so this is what I tried to in the beginning, like know by month, but that was just way too much.
Right.
So then it got to, I know by weeks is
okay.
kind of what I know.
Mm-hmm.
But more, if we're being really honest, I know by hour what we're really doing.
Okay.
And so I will, you know, wake up that morning, figure out what I'm doing, and then we'll go with the day. But so we're doing this. We're doing, you
nice.
Know,
nice.
I'm, you know, kind of doing my last ends of media and mm-hmm. you know, talking about my year, talking about the next girl, and then we'll be there for 2 whole weeks.
Right.
Kind of living our best lives.
Yeah, doing it big.
Doing it big.
And you'll be, like, relaxing by the pool.
I'll be chilling.
Yeah.
I'll be like, y'all have fun over there. Do more push-ups.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
Exactly. Exactly. But it is going to be a really fun time. I'm excited. Excited. It's cool because this is something I've watched, you know, since mm-hmm. I was 8 years old. I've
right.
watched the role models in my life do the things that I'm about to do.
Exactly.
And which is, you know, really weird.
you know, to picture yourself. Yeah, it's very strange, you know. Mm-hmm. I've watched, you know, countless Miss Americas take their final walk. And I remember thinking that they were the greatest things in the entire world. And they still are. Mm-hmm. But I don't, in my mind, hold myself to that level. And so it's a very strange feeling to, you know, picture yourself doing the things that you've admired for your entire life.
Right. But, and you've been able to do some really cool stuff. So many fun Atlanta. TV appearances.
Right. Oh, it's been so much fun.
What
it's
was
been
like crazy. Is there one day that was like, wow, I literally can't believe that just happened? Like, Live with Kelly was probably really cool.
That was really great. I wanted her to adopt me in that moment, but I don't know. I was, like, trying to, like, send her the signal. We had matching dimples, and so I was like, you see, we're related. Please, me. And so I don't know if it worked, though. But, you know, moments like that are moments when, you know, we're presenting at the billboards or the AMAs or the ACMs. Those are just crazy because in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm a broke college student. None of these people, like, you know, they think I'm a whole lot cooler than I actually am.
You are so cool, though.
But you think about these things. And so those are the moments that are just stupid fun. And then there's moments when, like, this past Thanksgiving, I actually spent it in Kuwait. And so I went overseas to visit the troops during Thanksgiving for that whole week. Cool. And it was, you know, spending, you know, Thanksgiving in the Middle East was one of the craziest and greatest experiences I've ever had. I've never been more proud to be an American than when I was standing in an entire room of men and women who are sacrificing everything, you know, for my freedom. And so it was really unbelievable. And that week alone, the number of men who said that their daughters were being born that week. I mean, I hate it more than anything that it took me having to be there to recognize the severity of what that they and their families are sacrificing. But I'm forever grateful. And it was one of the best things. I mean, it will be the best Thanksgiving I've ever had. You know, we sat around the table. We also were thankful for, you know, we did the whole nine. It was great. But it was
so sweet.
It was really amazing. And it was something that I would have never in my entire life ever had the opportunity to do if I wasn't Miss America.
Right.
You know? And so nor will I ever go again. I mean, unless I'm convinced someone to take me with them. But, you know, it's a really amazing thing. So it's moments like that, you know, in terms of what's going to change me for the rest of my life, change my character, my personality, and the way I view things, it's those moments for sure.
Oh my gosh. You gave me chills again.
It's what I do. It's what I do. It's my job. I'm supposed to make people cry.
That's awesome. Okay, so should we do the big reveal? Because you guys, there's a magic box on the desk, and I feel like maybe if we could get a song going, that'd be really great.
Can we do?
What should we do?
We can do the There She Is.
Oh, There She Is.
Or what's another one? Or like the Cinderella song when it's like, or like some like opera song.
Right.
So this is my box. I don't know if you can see it. You can kind of see it a little bit. It's mahogany. I actually don't know. Is it mahogany?
It looks like mahogany.
We're just going to say it's mahogany.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
But I can use it as a weapon, but I honestly just use it as a purse. So I'll show you. This is actually, I've been a little rough with mine. So this is the version 2.0. So the mirror broke. Oops, sorry. Yep, there used to be a mirror right there, which would help me put on the crown.
Okay.
And then there we've got room keys and then bobby pins and lipsticks. And there's a teasing comb in there, but we'll just leave all that nasty in there. And we'll put this beauty.
Wow. Breathtaking.
Makes me cry sometimes.
What was it like the first time you put it on?
By myself, it was very strange.
Okay.
You know, the very first time when they put on your head, you're blacked out. You have no idea what's going on. I mean, there's like no way you remember that moment. But, you know, the next time when you put it on yourself, that's a very special moment.
Yeah.
Because that's something that you dream of.
Right.
Of like, you know, taking it and, you know, claiming it as your own. But I know the very last time I take it off, it'll be very emotional as well.
Right.
That last bobby pin. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, oh my God. The last bobby. It's like a so next rock band.
Is it the same? The last bobby pin. I like it.
I'm telling
like
you.
Like Thunderstruck.
Band names.
Yeah. but is it the same crown? This might be a dumb question.
Heavens no. I'm way too emotionally attached to this
thing.
Okay,
good.
Phew. Oh yeah, there's no way I'm giving this up. This is going on like some mantle or like,
yes,
I don't know.
Of course.
Like the front entry of my house.
Yeah,
I'm imagining I have a house. I don't have a house, but in my apartment, we're gonna put
on every kitchen countertop.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's you know, it's been with me everywhere. You can become very emotionally attached to this inanimate object.
Yeah, it's your best friend.
Sadly, I've seen this thing more than I've seen anyone else in my life. But it's it's something where you know that there's times when like I take it off and I'm like, you recognize and. There's 100 years of history with this crown, and there's so many moments when you are reminded of how much this means to people,
Right.
You know, of, I mean, we're laughing of, like, crying in front of it, but the number of times I've had so many people run up to me bawling their eyes out because Miss America meant something to them when they were, you know, meant something to them, meant something to their friend, to their parent, to, you know, it's, I've realized the connection that it holds with so many people, and that's been really special. It's reminded me of how important this title is and how important it is to hold up that standard of what it means.
Right. But, oh, well, you're doing it. You're doing it. 19 days.
I can do it for 19 days.
Yeah. But you really represented America so well. So
thank
we are
you.
All so thankful that you're our representative.
Well, I am too.
Because she is real. She's real.
She's real.
Snods.
Homegirl's real.
Yeah. Homegirl's real.
Well,
it doesn't stop
you.
When the cameras are off. You're great. So.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah,
you're very
thanks
sweet.
For being such a great
example. Of course.
Example.
No, this is my favorite. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
Sister.
Sister. Yeah, Adele. We're KKG sisters. That's right.
We do it.
Yeah.
We do it.
I haven't done this in a minute.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Is this one?
Is
there
this
we
right?
go.
Okay.
We made it.
I don't know
wow,
if that's
Wow, that took way too
right,
long.
Shoot.
Blue and
blue. In a while. Well, thank you so much
of
for
course.
Stopping by.
Absolutely, sister.
Wait,
I'm
real
so glad.
Quick. What's the end goal? Where are we going to see you in like 20 years?
Everywhere.
Art gallery? Okay, everywhere.
Everywhere.
I'm down
that's
for
just the goal.
That's perfect.
You know, when you do so much life, like this year, you want to do, so, I mean, when you. Do so much life, you want to do so much life.
Right?
I don't know if
exactly.
that makes any sense, but
yeah.
you experience so mm-hmm. much, and you don't want to stop that.
Right.
I mean, you become obsessed with seeing so many world changers and people who are making a difference and
right.
are being adventurous, and you want mm-hmm. to continue to do that, you know?
Right,
you see, and I think one of the biggest things I've realized is that there's so much life out there that we have no idea about.
Right.
There's so much life.
Yeah.
I have the smallest grasp on what's going on. And so, you know, trying to get closer to that grasping is I'm going to be
amazing.
Everywhere.
Yes.
I have no idea what that means.
Savvy city. I like it. Let's make you a town. Let's
a
make
town.
Her a town. I don't know.
Bless
with cool
it.
Art
oh
galleries and stuff.
It's going to be filled with art galleries.
Every corner. Yeah, I can see it. Just
I love
I'm
it.
Saying.
And bedazzling guns.
Yeah. Welcome to Savvy City. Everybody gets bedazzled. I love it.
I can't.
Sign me up. I'll be mayor. Can I be mayor?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great.
We got it.
Amazing.
It'll be a ticket.
Awesome. I'm down. Well, thank you so much, Savvy.
Thank
you're
you,
amazing.
Sister.
We really appreciate
so are you.
It. And thank
I had
you
so
guys
much fun.
For joining us. You're the
thank y'all so much.
Yay.
So much
19
love.
19 days. OMG. Follow her. Woo!
19
thank
days.
You guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.